pregame coverage right here on KBVU 97.5 The Edge. We're getting ready for women's basketball. And joining me, head coach of Buena Vista University women's basketball, head coach David Wells. And coach, give us some of your thoughts on the last five games. You guys picked up a win against Nebraska Wesleyan in that stretch.
Yeah, you know, with Nebraska Wesleyan, we had a great third quarter. A little sparked, you know, it's been a longer season, struggling defensively specifically. And for us to put up 31 points and get a win on a road, any road win's a good win. Any win, really, for that matter, for us, is a good win. And then moving forward from there, we've just been struggling, you know, just getting it done. Turnovers, rebounding. You know, it's different aspects each time. But the thing that I'm proud of is that they keep building. I think they're starting to improve and find that team game versus some individualistic play.
Talk a little bit about the game against Co back on the 20th of January. Co, a pretty good quality team you guys hung with. What were some of your thoughts on that one? You end up falling short in the game, but like you talked about, a good solid third quarter against Co as well.
Yeah, so against Co, you know, they got us pretty good, you know, when we played them the first time. And what we tried to talk about is we're not the same team. The team's done a lot of different work amongst themselves. Communication, holding each other accountable, putting their effort on the floor, and then having that translate to games. And so when we played Co, you know, we knew it was a tall order, but to play together and, you know, we're close to putting a full game together, they should be proud of the strides they've made.
Chatting with head coach David Wells of Buena Vista University women's basketball. And now, coach, you talked about it, the win against Nebraska Wesleyan. Let's dial in on that game. Kind of a tale of two halves for your team. 22 points in the first half combined. You talked about it earlier, 31 in the third quarter. Dial in a little bit more to that game. I mean, big performances. Danica DeMars with 22. McKenna Cohn gets 19. But 31 and a quarter had to feel good for the team.
Yeah, you know, I think the nerves, they know that they're the stronger team, that we're the stronger team. And that nerves, you know, winning builds pressure, so does losing. And so that pressure builds it, and to hang on, and you just need something to break, a little spark to get going. And, you know, Danica was great in the first half during that game, and then, you know, kind of kept us in it. And then as we broke through, you know, Cone had 19 points. You know, we had some good play from the perimeter. You know, Danica was 4 of 8. Addison was 3 of 5, I believe, if I remember right. And we just shot really well, you know, combined with making sure that we took advantage of the turnovers that they did have.
You'd look at that game as a road game as well. You dial into that second half. What was the things your team's been working on all year? You've talked about some that really shined through, scoring 52 in the second half, while really playing good defense in those two quarters as well.
Yeah, we stayed out of relative foul trouble, you know, across the board. And then, gosh, it's just working the ball around. I know we only had a handful assists, you know, double-digit assists, but the ball was moving well. And then the shooting actually came to life from the perimeter, and that really opens things up for people like McKenna Cohn, who like to go to the basket. I think that helps. The other part is being aggressive to the basket allowed us to get some foul calls. I think we shot close to 30 free throws. So just being aggressive to the basket and under control, we've struggled with our turnovers and really securing the ball on those drives. So being stronger with the ball really helped as well.
Chatting with head coach David Wells of Buena Vista University women's basketball as part of pregame coverage here on KBVU 97.5 The Edge. And now, coach, you dial into the matchup against University of Dubuque. Before we dial into the matchup coming up, talk about the last time you guys played them. It was a tough go at their place in Dubuque, which always seems to be a tough place to play. Walk us through that one, a final score of 80-44.
Yeah, the big thing is being able to handle their press. It's a softer press, the 1-2-2, so making sure that we handle that and we secure the ball. And then it goes back. We were, I believe, 3 for 15, but we got to knock down some shots. They run some zone. They run some man. They're more man lately. In the past, they've run some zone, but either way, they're a little longer. And, you know, shooting 3 of 15 last time hurt us, as well as the 22 turnovers. As far as the rebounding goes, I think the pieces, you know, just like in the Central game that we just had, we can't give up 40 plus rebounds. We have to control the boards. We got a couple things in store for them, as far as nothing fancy or anything like that, but just making sure they're not getting open transition looks from the 3-point line, because I believe they shot close to 50% from the 3-point line as well.
And then last question for you, Coach. You've touched on it a little bit, but what were some of the big takeaways from that first game? Obviously, you have the tough second quarter in there that's makes up the difference in the game. What were some of the big takeaways first time you played the Spartans?
The shooting is probably, you know, going back watching the film, the shooting in transition, we were in a zone, and so we weren't getting aligned to where we need to be on shooters. And that 11 of 23, I mean, anybody who shoots close to 50% from three, it's pretty damaging.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for the time, and good luck.
Thank you.
And that was head coach David Wells of Buena Vista University Women's Basketball. It's part of pregame coverage right here on KBVU 97.5 The Edge.